Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mark Knopfler bringing us back there, the Little Dire Straits. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Michael Gerber's here, ladies and gentlemen. Michael is, he's been toiling the streets of Main Street of America and the world now for decades. He's one of the greats in the world of advocating for small business, and the author of one of his 22 books is the classic The E-Myth, Why Businesses Don't Work and What to Do About It. And Michael, thanks again for joining us. Thanks for being here. Thanks for all the great work that you've done. You've got something that you're working on to try to help recover the American dream, try to get it back on track, that I'd like for you to tell folks about. It. You call it the Dreaming Room. It was your idea. Yep. You've launched it in your hometown, and you're in the process of adding water and growing it in other places. Tell us about it.
And we are. And it's really the product, Jim, of the book that you spoke about, The E-Myth Revisited, Why Most Small Businesses Don't Work, What to Do About It. Over the years since I founded my company in 1977, we've worked with over 100,000 small business clients, every kind of business, high tech, low tech, no tech, but all small businesses, people who were finding themselves incapable of growing the way they hope to grow, capable of organizing the work they do the way they hope to, all the problems that everybody talks about in small business. But I came to realize this late in my life, in this stage of my life, I'm now 79, that in fact something really desperately wrong is happening in business. And that something desperately wrong is that somehow the juice, the energy, the imagination, the creativity that has existed here has begun to dwindle. It's become something other than what it was. So how do you awaken that spirit of entrepreneurship? How do you awaken that passion for creating something that has meaning, not just something that makes money? So I invented the Dreaming Room. And the Dreaming Room I think of as an entrepreneurial incubator. It's to awaken who I call the new entrepreneur in anybody who even imagines they want to start a business, mm-hmm. and everybody who already has started a small business. And so the Dreaming Room is being taken out nationwide. We've just launched it in Riverside, California. It's a city of some 300,000+ people in a county with about 70 cities in it. And our prototype for the Dreaming Room has been launched there, now going on to Fresno, California, and then throughout California to cities of that size, and then nationwide.
Is the Dreaming Room virtual or is it physical?
Oh, it's physical, but right. Understand it's online.
Right.
So the beauty of it is we can deliver it from Dreaming Room Central anywhere in the world.
But do you show up to take advantage of it? Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's live. It's live between a master Dreaming Room facilitator, mm-hmm. and a group of people who have said, I don't know where I'm going, I don't know how to get there, I don't know what it, in fact it is and how to describe it.
Or I've been trying to get there and I don't seem to be making it on my own.
You got it.
Yeah.
And so we awaken the dreamer, the thinker, the storyteller, and the leader. Those are the four characteristics of mm-hmm. an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur has a dream, a vision, a purpose, and a mission. We help people in the Dreaming Room explicate that, mm-hmm. to be able to articulate that, to be able to express it and to see it, to taste it, to feel it. And as that begins to happen, one client of ours said it was like an electric bolt shot from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. Mm-hmm. That was the best way he described it. Clay Mask of a great company, Infusionsoft, said I had that absolute supercharged moment when I suddenly knew I was here. That company grew from when they first went in the dreaming room with about 15 people working for the company to right now over 800.
Yeah, we know the Infusionsoft folks, so that's a great story. So how does someone do this? Do they go online and sign up?
All they have to do is email me, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at MichaelEGerber.com.
Michael E., put the E in there, MichaelEGerber.com.
And tell me they heard me on your show.
Right. All right.
And then, when they do that, we'll get them in the dreaming room.
All right. What does it cost?
Well, the dreaming room can cost anywhere from a scholarship for somebody who doesn't have a dime.
Right.
All the way up to $3,000 for a 36-hour process.
But that's the full thing. But you can taste it. You can sample it. You can see if you like it before you make a big commitment, can't you?
You absolutely can.
Yeah. All right.
You've got it.
So, folks,
all they got to say is, I want to come dream with you, Gerber.
Tell them you want to get better. That's all right. So, Michael at Michael E. Gerber, GERBER.com. Hey, Michael, congratulations. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jim.
See you next time. Michael Gerber, ladies and gentlemen, 79 years old, still advocating for small businesses. That's what I want to be when I grow up. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.